Welcome. This is a quick announcement podcast. Basically, in this podcast, I'm going to be announcing the 50-hour Step 2 CK Step 3 course coming up in the month of June. This is actually a course that is entirely going to be based on multiple choice questions. So let me give you a little more information about the class. First things first, in terms of dates. So the class is going to be taking place between the 1st to the 14th of June. We just will not be meeting on the first. We just will not be meeting on 4 days within those days. On the 2nd, on the 5th, on the 9th, and on the 12th. So those 4 days we will not be meeting. But between the first, the class is basically going to be from the 1st to the 14th of June. And it's going to be through Zoom. It's going to be from 3 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. So that's like 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern time on all 10 days of the class. So between the 1st to the 14th of June, we're not going to be meeting on the 2nd, on the 5th, on the 12th, on the 9th and on the 12th of June. Okay, but it'll be from 3 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on all 10 days of the class. So we're going to be meeting for 5 hours each day. And the registration for the class is entirely on a first-come, first-served basis. I cannot put an unlimited number of spots on the class. It's just not possible. I want to be able to individually very carefully work with each person. It's a group class, but again, I want to really invest in the people that attend the class. So the class is going to have very limited attendance, or very few spots are available. But basically, the thing is, step two and step three, the exams on step two, step three pretty much have four parts to every question, right? One part of the question is the actual thing they're trying to test. And then the second thing they reach for are closely related concepts that are very similar, but they're somewhat different from the core knowledge that is being tested. And usually they tend to throw in a lot of distractors with these. The third key part of any USMLE question is that they then try to present the question in a way that requires you to think critically and make connections. Think critically and make connections. This is not necessarily something you can just learn from just like studying. No, right? But many times the questions are written to see if you can think critically and make connections, right? And then the fourth part, obviously, are the answer choices. The answer choices are like an extension of many of these principles. Pretty much the answer choices are written with these same thought processes in mind. And then a small percent of the questions you'll see on these exams, they pretty much test concepts that are known, but they test them with some very unique presentations that you probably will not see in most study resources that are out there. That's the truth. So to best prepare students for the reality of the exam, I have designed a 50-hour course that addresses this need. It's pretty much a course that's based on multiple choice questions. In fact, basically, during the course, it's almost like you'll be going through a small QBank. A small, well-curated, but very high-level MBME-style QBank. So what does the class entail? The class basically entails 500 carefully written questions. They're all in the multiple-choice format. And the goal of the class will be to focus on high-yield content. And we won't waste time on fluff that is not helpful. So the things that are going to be covered in this class are going to be internal medicine, surgery, peds, OB-GYN, and psych. So we're going to focus on many of the high-yield content tested with these five disciplines. And as I go through each question with the class, I'm going to focus on analytical reasoning, on critical reasoning, so that when you see questions that are easy, questions that are medium, questions that are hard on test day, you will not feel fazed by those questions one bit. You'll feel very ready, not just from a content perspective, but you feel extremely well prepared from an analytical and a critical reasoning perspective. I mean, literally, this class has HPI questions, questions of many sorts, okay? The big things we're not going to be covering in this class, we're not going to be touching on biostats. I have a separate class for that. We're not going to be touching on social sciences and ethics. I have a separate class for that, okay? If you want to learn those materials, you should take those classes. But again, by the end of this class, you're going to feel very... both easy and difficult MBME questions and concepts, they're going to feel very routine to you. We are very methodical. Like I really try to push not just content, but critical reasoning, test-taking principles and all those things. Now imagine working through these things methodically with me for about 500 questions. You're going to gain a ton from that process. So again, this class is going to be over Zoom. It's going to be on a first-come, first-served basis. I'm announcing it on time so that if people have to like sort out their schedules and try to register, then you should do that, okay? But it's going to be entirely on a first-come, first-served basis, okay? And there are limited spots. I don't have an unlimited number of spots because I want to make sure that I'm able to give like very solid time and attention to the class, to people that attend. And it's going to be the only class of its kind held this year. I will not hold another 50-hour class this year, that's for sure. So if you're interested, just shoot me an email through the website, and I can give you some more information. Again, it's time limited, because again, I don't want to like hold a spot and for someone that does not intend to register. So you got to be serious. If you're serious about it, shoot me an email. I'll give you some more information on how to register. Thank you and bye for now.